Chapter 4. Paris in 1793.
I'm frightened. Let's return to the hotel.
Wait. Listen, I can hear a girl crying. Let's find the girl. Perhaps we can help her.
Sonia and Philippe walked slowly down the dark street.
Look, there she is,
said Philippe.
She's sitting on the steps of that house. What's wrong?
The girl looked at them. She was frightened. The girl stood up quickly and she opened the door of the house.
Wait,
said Philippe.
We want to help you. My name is Philippe, and this is my friend, Sonia.
The girl looked at Sonia and Philippe very carefully.
We can't talk here. Come inside,
she said. Sonia and Philippe went with the girl into the house, and they walked up the cold stone stairs. The girl took them into a room at the top of the house.
It's very dark in here,
said Sonia.
I'll light some candles.
Oh,
said Philippe.
I understand now. There isn't any electricity at the moment. That's why there aren't any lights in this street.
What do you mean?
Asked the girl.
What's electricity?
Philippe looked at Sonia. Then they looked round the room. There wasn't a TV or a CD player. And there weren't any family photographs on the walls.
This isn't the 21st century,
thought Philippe.
But then, which century is it? What's the date today?
Asked Philippe.
It's October the 16th, 1793,
said the girl.
October 16th, 1793?
Repeated Sonia, surprised.
That's impossible.
Isn't that the date Marie Antoinette went to the guillotine?
Asked Philippe.
Yes, it is. I went to Revolution Square today. I saw Marie Antoinette and I saw the guillotine,
said the girl.
It was terrible.
Wow, we're in the time of the French Revolution.
Is that why you're crying?
Asked Sonia.
Are you crying because Marie Antoinette went to the guillotine today?
No, of course not,
said the girl.
So, why are you crying?
Asked Philippe.
It's a long story,
said the girl.
Please, sit down and I'll tell you.